Good morning. 6:47 a.m. on Wednesday, July the 10th, 2024. Here on an almost perfectly clear morning. The Front Range, east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Noisy street this morning. It's probably no noisier than it normally is. It's just that... Man, I'm a lot more aware of the noise around me because of these magic earbuds. Yeah, here comes the coach this morning. Caught him on this side of the street. Good morning.
Morning.
Lovely day.
Yes.
Like this. Temperature outside my back door was 62. Official temperature is 59. So it is a very cool and lovely, beautiful, almost spring-like summer morning. And look at me, I'm out walking. Whoop-de-doo. The theme of the morning apparently is why. Why am I walking? Why am I doing anything? I'm drinking water because my mouth would otherwise be too dry to speak. Morning, bunny. The 365 Tao reading this morning was talking about goals and how mindlessly following a procedure without understanding the benefit of following the procedure doesn't lead to the ultimate goal of spiritual enlightenment, which is laudable, but it applies in so many different ways. This is one of the things that I've been enjoying. I'm on my second go through 365 Tao, and it's one of the few trade pub books I've bought. I actually bought the paperback, although I look at the daily missive online because it's handy if I want to cite it or quote it or something like that. But I bought the paperback. I wanted to support the author in at least some small way. And emphasis on small. I know what about what he got for my one-time purchase. But the question, sometimes the readings fall short. Sometimes the readings are, very centered on spiritual growth, on becoming one with Tao. And, okay. As a goal, it's an interesting one. The more I learn about it, the more interesting it becomes. But where, but some of the days, some of the readings hit pretty well I look at it like my morning horoscope, sort of. It's in many cases, it's generic enough that if I think about it long enough, I can make it apply. Now that's interesting. This tuft grass, this fountain grass here in the verge, it was clipped back or dyed back or something in the fall. And so it isn't growing back up in the center. It's growing in a circle around where last year's hemlock was. Interesting. So some mornings the readings really strike home. Some mornings the readings are, okay. And I move on. Because I'm going around the second time, some of the readings I remember. And when it didn't strike, a couple of times it's happened that I remember the reading, but didn't really connect with it the first time. The second time, it had more interest. It had more meaning for me. I really did not need the hoodie this morning, I'm just saying. But I don't remember this one, but it has to do with why. It has to do with goals and having clear goals. And regardless of what you're trying to do, having a clear goal is key. And I always thought I had a clear goal. And I did always have a clear goal. But there's a component of that clear goal that's been missing, and that's why. Why am I doing anything? Good morning. She's really working hard this morning. She ceded the sidewalk to me. I would have given it to her. She was already off it before I could step away. So with every other book, every single one of them, every one of them, I had something I wanted to say. I had a why. Why am I writing this particular book? With the cat, it was even true with Wizard. As much as I say, oh no, Wizard was just me having fun, that was why. That was the why. That was, what does it look like to have a second chance? What does it look like to be in a world where you can't see or hear or otherwise participate in some vital function that you really didn't even know existed. But now that you know of it, it's like there's a lot of there's a lot of disability metaphor in the Wizard's Butler. And a lot of ability metaphor, a lot of the idea of honorable work was there. And those are all themes that kind of were working in the back of my mind that started out with, I just want to have some fun. Let's have some fun with this and see where it goes. And I've tried to approach the cat the same way. Let's have some fun with this and see where it goes. And I keep foundering on the same spot over and over and over, and I start over again and I approach it from a different angle and I founder on the same spot. Same damn thing over and over. I don't know how many words I've written in this book so far. It's multiple hundreds of thousands of words and none of them work. Well, pieces of them work. This piece works, and I remember a paragraph that worked in five iterations ago. It was a lot like, it's beginning to feel a lot like Cape Grace, where I knew the story I wanted to tell, it's just I wasn't in a place where I could actually tell it. And even then, it took a lot of struggle for me to get it out. Unlike Finwell Bay, Finwell Bay just sort of flowed. It was wonderful. I love Finwell Bay. I may want to go back and visit Ottawa again. No, I'm not going to visit Sarah Krug again. But I'm flattered that you think that even these tertiary characters, secondary characters, tertiary characters, are so well embodied that you want to know more about them. Maggie Stevens is an exception. Maggie Stevens, I may have to go back and write about Maggie Stevens. But I'm really working on the idea of why this morning. Why do anything? Why walk in the morning? Do I walk so that I can, because I want to talk to you, or because I feel an obligation that I should talk to you? Am I talking to you, or am I talking to me? Are there 12 people out there listening? I don't know. I know there are a few. Robert and Anita and Jamie and the cats. Morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning.
That's a weird guy standing on the corner. Would I walk and talk anyway? Would I walk anyway? Would I talk if I weren't putting out the podcast? Counting down to number 2,500, but a boomch. I don't know, yeah. But why? What? I started walking because I needed to for my health. I continue walking, in theory, because I need to for my health. My physical health, my mental health, they are inevitably entwined, irrevocably entwined. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, long post. Is this person walking their dog? Wearing a bathrobe? The person, not the dog. Although I didn't get a good look at the dog. Maybe the dog was in a bathrobe too. But if I walk for my health, then why do I not walk? No, it's just a lightweight smock. It's really quite attractive. It's like a duster of some kind. Oh, okay. One of us is going around the car. Good morning. It looks like a cotton trench coat. I like it. So why? Why didn't I walk yesterday? I didn't walk yesterday because I just didn't feel like it. I just couldn't make myself do it. Is it a character flaw? I couldn't make myself do it. I know what I want. I know I want to I want to celebrate my 100th birthday, and if I don't walk every day, I won't. If I skip a few days, am I taking those days off the end? Am I going to regret not having walked in 2024, sometime in 2035? Or God help me, 2025. It's funny, the last couple of days I've woke up foggy. This morning was another foggy morning. It's shocking. It's not shocking. What is it? It's remarkable how different some mornings are in terms of clarity. Some mornings I wake up and I'm like, hello. Hello, day. What a wonderful day to be alive. And then there are days like, oh, am I awake? Yeah, I guess I am. Should I be awake? Maybe? Not? I don't know. I got dry mouth today. It's running around in the middle of the day. I got a couple chores I need to take care of around 1. So right, not exactly the heat of the day, but building into it. And we'll get those taken care of. I need to do bread tonight. Yeah, the overnight bread has been really successful. Dropping the amount of yeast back to a really spare 1 gram of yeast. I'm even not even sure it's a gram. It's just what the scale says. I'm not sure how accurate the scale is. But dropping it back to a gram slows down the proof, slows down the spread of the yeast through the dough. So that after I've had a chance to develop a bit of gluten structure to hold the gas, split it into loaves and throw the loaves into the fridge overnight, which can be anywhere from 6 to 8 hours, depending on how soon I get my act together and how late I sleep in the morning. And then this last batch, it took a little bit longer for it to wake up. It had not risen to the point where I thought it was ready to bake after 90 minutes. I had to give it another half hour, 45 minutes, maybe it was an hour. But I still had bread in the oven and out again by 9 a.m., which was pretty astonishing. Moral of the story is, if I'm going to walk on baking days, I take the bread out of the fridge and take the walk. And that way I'm back in time in case I need to put it in the oven right away. That was what screwed me up the other day. It was just like the timing was just so bad. I was like, ah, shoot. By the time I actually got the bread in the oven and out again, it was too hot. It was already in the mid-70s. Yeah, that ain't gonna fly. Not this time of year. Mid-70s in the winter? Okay, fine. Yeah, you gotcha. Mid-70s in the fall? Sure. Mid-70s in spring, even. Early spring. mid-70s in the heat of summer, where it didn't get below 60 overnight. Yeah, not so much. Not so much. Why am I walking? Why do I walk? Why do anything? Why play? Why play that silly, silly game? I did not join the Brotherhood of Steel this time. I have entered the Institute in preparation for blowing it up. The case for the Institute is actually pretty good, or would be pretty good if not for their xenophobic, fascist, doctrines. And would being head of Institute allow me to change them when so many of the people are obviously well invested in since our property, not people. But I built my house in a swamp. I love my swamp house. I built my my player home in Mirkwood and then linked it to the provisioner network from each side rather than from within. I don't have anybody living there. So it's like every once in a while a provisioner walks up, stops for a minute, walks away. So I get to have all of the benefits of having a settlement with all the workstations all working and all of the scrap from and food from all of the various settlements available to me on demand in my little hole in the swamp. It's kind of cool. I kind of like it. I may explore that again and do Hangman's Alley next time. It'll take a little more finagling, but I think I could do it. Anyway, look, I'm at the back gate. I don't know why. But tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.